So, anybody who got the email probably chapped the shaychus between this week's parasha. When I first thought of doing this year, I didn't chap originally. But it's very parsha. Ve'ilu shmoyis b'nei Yisrael. So there's two ways that the remez is brought down. The Lavush brings it down. He says, Ve'ilu shmoyis b'nei Yisrael. Ve'ilu shmoyis is Rashi Tevis. V'chayiv adam lukas ha'parsha shnayim mirka ve'chatagam. It means that there's a remez in the pasuk. It says the person has to read the parsha. He's mechuyev to read the parsha every week. Shnayim mirka ve'chatagam. Baal Turim, he says a little bit differently. And it's a little bit longer. It says, "Va'adam asher loymid hafseder shnayim mikra ve'chatargum b'kol noem yashir Yisrael yich yashanim rabbis aruchim la'olam." Somebody like the Gemara says, if somebody who says shnayim mikra ve'chatargum, he's zoicha marichim la'yamim shnayisav, he's zoicha tarichas yamim. So he puts into the first four words of the parasha. Now the Rabbi Baruch Finkel, he says, if you the Baal Turim, he says a lashon v'adam asher loymed haseder. It doesn't say like the Levush v'chayiv adam likras a parasha. It doesn't say lashon chiyuv. And this is hasad because in the Torah he says v'tzarich lizohir lehashlam a parasha. He doesn't say like the lashon l'shulchan aruch that there's a chiyuv. So he says it's lishi tasa that doesn't there's no chiyuv, but a person should be doing it. Now the Gemara, like we said, says that a person who's mashlim parsha Yosef and matzibar, somebody who completes a parsha, reviews the parsha with the tzibar, shnayim mikra ve'chatargum, marichin lo yom v'shnoyisav. It sounds like a nice segula, but it's actually a chiyuv. So where does this chiyuv come from? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that this was a part of the original takana of Kriyas HaTorah, was also that you should each person themselves, besides for hearing the Torah, but Tzibur should also review it himself, reading it. The reason behind this, the Aruch HaShulchan, like it's in the paper, he brings down, the Levush says that that a person that we want everybody to be able to be a baki in the Torah, therefore he has to learn it and know it. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it's loy maspik, he says that we say every day an avarabba lishmoya lilmoid. So there's two inyanim, lishmoya kriyas Torah. That person like Kama Chorinim say that there's a mitzvah bedafka ayday shmiya to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and then there's another thing lilmoy to actually learn, and that's from Mekayim when we read it shnayim mikra ve'chatargum. There are two basic mahalchim that Mishnah Berurah brings down. One being the Magen Avraham, the Shai Tshuva say that say each pasuk twice. Mikra, and then one time Targum. That's like you have they put out these Chumashim, Shnayim Mikra ve'chatargum, that actually write the Pasuk out twice, so you don't have to go back to the beginning, you can just read it straight. You can go on the, cruise control, just go straight. But the other Shita is to read each Parsha Ketana, which is each Psuch and Stuma, do each paragraph by itself twice, and then do the targum afterwards. And that's how the Gaon would do it. He would stop either by every psuch of stuma or after every inyan, hefsek inyan, he would do it like that. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down that there's another mahalach.
So
we'll deal with hefsek a little later. Yeah. The Aruch HaShulchan says there's another way to do the whole parasha twice, maybe mikra the whole parasha, and then do targum straight after that. The Shevet Alevi brings down that he has the Edus Nemona from somebody who was in a city when the Chafetz Chaim came selling his Sfarim, and he said that he did Shnayim Mikra Pasuk by Pasuk, Mikra, Targum, Rashi, Ramban. Every pasuk, so that's a little tough for most people, but that's how we do it. It would go through the whole parasha straight. The Gaon, and I think I saw Rabbi Yashiv also did this every day after Shacharis. He would do it would split it up into seven days each aliyah and do it by the aliyah. Mikra targum. The
not
with the idea. Right, even though the Meister Rav says he would do Pesucha Bestuma, but he would split it up, meaning you do Pesucha Bestuma to do it and then stop by after aliyah. If it worked out. I don't know. Oh, they say you should stop. Well, like by Yishla. Yeah. The Mishbura says that the Gemara Avid, they say any way that you'd actually do it is fine. You could even, the Aruch Shulchan says you could even switch off how you want to do it. 1 week like this, 1 week like that. Shmuel Kamenetsky says even in the same parsha, you could read it, the whole parsha once, and then do pasuk by pasuk. You don't have to pick one way. Even though Rabbi Jacob pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah has a diak that possibly he's chaylik, it's on this Aruch Shulchan. I don't know. To do one time mikra and then targum and then mikra, that the Levush says he's yaitze. The Shlosh says that Bidafka should do it mikra targum, because he said the lashon of the Gemara is shnayim mikra mecha targum. You have to do it like that. The Aruch Shulchan says it's mutar lechachil to do like that. The Chavos Yoreh says that that's even better to do like that. And the Chutshani brings down from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish would have to do that like that lechachila, because that way when you read the parsha once. Now you read the Targum, and then the second time you're reading the Parsha, you already have a Shtikl Havana of the Targum, so you could understand the Pesukim better. And I saw that they put out, every week they put out a Divrei Siach, and they said that Chaim Kanievsky, this is how he does it. If he shouldn't do Targum first. I mean, you're supposed to at least start with Mikra. I mean, if you start with Targum, just do Targum and then do Mikra twice afterwards, that's not Lechachila, but they say, but the you also Yaitse. When's the earliest time to do Shnayim Mikra?
Are you getting it out of order, or should I interrupt you and answer?
Out of order, what do you mean?
Parshias?
I'm going to get to it. Oh, in the Parsha itself, it's Parsha, you have to do it in order. Yeah, that's Parsha. If my papers are in order, I'll get to it. The earliest time to do it is from Sunday, but even earlier, you could start from Mincha of Shabbos. That's the Zman of Kriyas HaTorah of the next week. If you could already start doing Shnayim Mikra for the next week. I saw Chaim Kanievsky says that even if you didn't daven Mincha, you could still do it. You could still start. It's a Zman Mincha. Lechachila, the Gemara says, the Rebbe said you should. He warned his children you should finish before the Suda. So it's not clear which Suda. They said the Chazon Ish says that it could be Shal Shudas. As long as you finish before Shal Shudas, it's fine. But he himself was makbid to do it before the Suda by day. Some say that it's minamuvcha to start Erev Shabbos. L'shalosh says to do it the whole thing Erev Shabbos achatzos. But it sounds like there's different mahalchim how to do, like we said, the Goyin and Rabbi Yashar, they did a little piece every day. Exactly when you should do it, there's a big shiloh. There is. I'm going to figure it out. I don't know. If he didn't do it before, I mean, if he didn't finish before his Suda, he's allowed to do it until Mincha. If he didn't do it till then, he could do it till Matzah Shabbos. And he says even until... The Yeshayimim in the Mechaber is even until the following Wednesday, maybe, which still shayach to Shabbos, like we know, but from Avdola. And if not, Yeshayimim, that he could finish it even until Simchas Torah. Right? That's it. You see a lot of people just ripping through Shnayim Mikra by night on Shmini Atzeres. You know what they're doing. That if he falls behind, there's a big shayla what he should do. I mean, let's say a person misses a week. So the next Shabbos, is he supposed to do Shnayim Mikra of today's parasha, or should he do what he did, what he's missing? So Lechachilu, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that he's supposed to do and go in order of the parashas. And this is a, there's a, there's a, there's a perhaps a Marsham that says he could even do a chachila, do the chayvus hayom is better, but he might have been chayzer. There's a bunch of tshuvas that are not so clear that clarify this. And if it for sure, if it's going to cause somebody not to do it, if he has to go back and do all the parashas that he missed, then he should skip to chayvus hayom. There's I don't know. I'm not sure. Pashas, each one is individual here, but I'm not sure. I didn't see anybody that speaks about it.
It's part of the Kaddish
of
Blaine,
not
like this week.
Right, but is it any that he has to do everything? Like, I mean, he has to do every Chiv.
Oh, no, yeah. That was the Shai.
There's a big shaila if targum means targum unklus. There's other translations, other targum yonison, targum yerushalmi. That targum unklus, the Gemara in Megillah says that it's Mesinai. So there's an Indian bedafka to do unklus. The Taz says on one hand, there's a Shiloh, the Tosis says that like it says in the paper, Tosis says that any other translation, Maisa comes out that you shouldn't do. But the Rosh says that perhaps if he does Rashi, that's good, because Rashi explains the Parsha better. And the Mechaber Taka says that Rashi is exactly like Targum, but a Yerush Shemayim should do both, Targum and Rashi. Right, because on one hand you have the svara that Targum is Mesinai, on the other hand you have the Rashi explains it better, but there's some psukim that don't have Rashi on it. So Lamaisa, if he doesn't have time to do both, what should he do? So there's a machlekes. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says that he should do Rashi, and the psukim that don't have Rashi, he should do the Mishnah Berurah says he could do the Mikra a third time. He said you could also do the Targum. And those psukim that don't have it, but the other psukim say that you should do that. The ikur is to do targum. So if he doesn't have time to do both targum and Rashi, they say do just targum. Let's say a person doesn't understand targum. So avada, a person should work on trying to understand targum. But I saw that they bring Rabbi Shtomach writes that I guess he's speaking when he was in South Africa. There's a lot of people there that didn't understand targum. So he used to say get a good translation. A translation of it that you could be Simechon, you could be Yaitu with that. I saw this here from Rebelski that he said if the person doesn't understand Targum, he should do one the first week go Tolsheni Targum and the rest in English or whatever translation. And then the next cycle do Tolshlishi, and that way he'll be able to teach himself Targum. They put out, they had a free download this week on the Art Scroll Targum Unklus, which I when it came out, the truth is, I was a little bit skeptical what their matara was, but Lamaisa, it translates. It's very clear targum, and it translates the targum, so you can learn targum while you're being Maver Sedra. There's a. I only printed out the Shane. It's interesting that the Taz himself writes that if he doesn't understand Rashi, he should do Tzenerena. Tzenerena is a Yiddish like translation, Bedrashim, and that way he'll be able to get out one of the parashim. But Avad Meikra didn't, even if he doesn't understand it, he's Yaitse. What? Even if you don't understand Targum, you're Yaitse with the other. But even if he doesn't understand Targum, he's Yetzir B'dieved. But if he's doing Rashi, he has to understand the Rashi. So Rav David Feinstein said they bring down. I didn't have a chance to look it up, but they said Shem Ramosha that if he does Rashi with Arskol Rashi, does it English, that's lechachila. He could do it. That's being Mekayim Rashi. You understand the Rashi even if you're doing it in English. Okay. So the Kriyas HaTorah for Yontif, he is. He doesn't have to do. He's doing. If he does the parasha every week, he's going to cover all the bases. Haftarah, the Ramah says that he doesn't have a chiv to do haftarah, but if the minhag is to do it. That the Aruch Shulchan says that we don't have such a minhag, and the reason is if a Balkari, the Rama says, the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why the Rama says there's such a minhag is because the laning, he might be called up for maftir and he should have to do the haftarah. But here in a lot of places the Balkari does the haftarah anyway. So if we don't have this svara, we wouldn't have this to do this minhag. And even if and especially if he misses Shnai Mikra before Shachris, and he's only going to do it after Shachris, you also don't have this svar. So there's a. Before Hafsir, go ahead. The Mechaber says that L'chachil, you're allowed to. That Mikra Adin, you're allowed to do Shnai Mikra V'echa Targum during laning. I mean, while the Bakari is laning, you're allowed to do Shnai Mikra V'echa Targum. However, Mr. Brewer brings down that the Shlo and the Goyin, they says, yeah, like we mentioned earlier, that you have to bedafka be listening to the. There's an idiot to be listening to Kriyas HaTorah. The Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is to stop and listen. But he said, the Mishnah Berurah says that even so, he would be allowed to, if he reads along, Mila B'Mila, that would be fine, because he's concentrating on listening with the Chazen, with the Balkari, and saying it. He could do it Ben Gavra L'Gavra, that's Pasha. Now, to be mafsik, the Mikra, the Shabur brings down that he shouldn't be mafsik, right? That he should do it straight. The Aruch Shulchan says he says, you make a bracha on Shai Mikra that you can't be mafsik? He sounds like you could be mafsik, especially that mahalach of doing once a day, that's also for sure going, that there's no inyan of hafsik. But there is Hecher and Yonim, that they say that there is. So if a person doesn't have to mafsik, he can just knock it down in one shot, he should try to do that. There is an Indian to do it from a Sefer Torah, if he's able to. We don't see people being miraculous. I know somebody that has a Sefer Torah, and he taka Friday afternoon, he sits down and does Shnai Mikra. I mean, he has to be able to. There's also an Indian to do it with Trup. But I think Rav Sternbach says that's only if he's doing it from Sefer Torah. Then he has to while he's laning, he should lane it like with the diktuk and the chop. Why does the? It says like, yeah. Because in Tur, Bal Turim doesn't lay lashon of chiyah. Because in Tur, he says his heels is no chiyah. Okay. I think it's all right. Yeah, look.